Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It'll be a home run.
Free consultation. Free consultation. Do it every single Tuesday, 12:15. Double consultation situation here for you today in a holiday edition. As we are inching closer and closer to days off, a reminder, no fan personalities on the airwaves on Thursday or Friday. You got Joe Fisher for 2 hours today on the happy hour. That'll be great. I'll be tuning into that. But primetime, as always. Here on Free Consultation, we'll keep this going on a holiday edition. This texter texts in, I see my family for about 30 minutes every weekend when I come to pick up the dogs. Do I need to come Thanksgiving? I'd rather enjoy the day off.
I mean, yeah.
If you get the dogs from your family every weekend, I would think you have a pretty good relationship with your family.
Also food.
Is the whole point of Thanksgiving supposed to be family?
Yeah.
Whether you like them or not?
It's like the one whether you like them or not holiday.
I've missed Christmas multiple times. I don't know if I've ever missed Thanksgiving.
I missed a ton of both.
Well, you're different.
Yeah, for very obvious reasons, but
I think I felt better about missing Christmas than I do about Thanksgiving.
Because that's the one I usually I think historically that's the one a lot of people will travel for. Christmas certainly people will travel for. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But for my
family, I'd much rather travel for Thanksgiving than Christmas.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason for it, but When I moved up here as a kid, all my family still live in California, and we would load up the Astro van and drive 13 hours. Yes, we made it from Beaverton to Los Angeles in 13 hours. You mm-hmm. can do that if you drive 90 the whole way. But we did that every Christmas, and we'd take like 6 to 8 days, and we'd drive down, stay at my grandma's house at Big Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the normal thing we did. That was the travel. You know, we had a day of travel basically each way, but Christmas was like when aunts, uncles, cousins, everyone came to my grandma's place, and that was the big travel day or big travel event for the family. But Thanksgiving, I think, is more of the everybody from out of town mm-hmm. comes in kind of a deal because you are preparing the meal, right? Like, you know, some people get smaller turkeys, but a lot of people get like the, you know, 15-pound bird.
Giant-ass turkeys.
It's like, yeah, you do that because everyone's coming to town. So, yeah, get your ass to Thanksgiving. What are you doing here, dude? At bare minimum, show up, say hi, grab a plate and hit the Irish goodbye, but show up.
If they live locally, of course. Yeah. Cruise down the road, dude. Come on. What's the minimum acceptable dish you could bring to family Thanksgiving if you aren't responsible for the main dishes? Turkey, ham, potato, stuffing, green bean casserole, etc. Salad, rolls?
This is perfect for me. I'm bringing the ice cream.
Oh.
That's what I was asked to bring.
Not bad. I was asked to bring, my wife makes a delicious pumpkin pie that she, the recipe is from her mother, which is, she makes a delicious pumpkin pie as well. We were also tasked to bring an appetizer.
Mm.
Now, we were told no dips, No cheese plates, because we've got a lot of kids, and I think everybody's starting to get over the fact that, like, everyone's hands is in everything.
Oh, see, I'm a charcuterie guy. I go above the cheese. I put a nice spread out.
And so we have to figure it out. We've also been told we love to get, like, different appetizers from, like, TJ's and just heat those up real easily.
I will say,
that's real easy.
That freezer aisle at Trader Joe's.
It's baller, dude.
The appetizers in there are complete and utter bangers.
It's one of the most sought after aisles of any grocery store you could possibly enter. But we have been criticized now that we are bringing too many one-offs. So now I've got to make something.
Gotcha.
So I'm with you on this. I have no idea what to bring.
Look,
for an appetizer.
So I cook, and I cook really well. I don't typically cook holiday food. I don't cook, like, don't get me wrong, I've done, like, a prime rib that people have told me, like, is the best thing they've ever had in their life, but that's more of a Christmas thing. We'll usually do a prime rib, and I'll do, like, you know, I'll put it in a Traeger for, you know, 6-8 hours with a salt pack, and it'll come out just absolutely flawless. But I don't do turkey. I don't like stuffing.
Okay. If we do this show long enough, you're going to hear me like a broken record.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this, okay? It's not controversial.
It's overrated.
Dude, Thanksgiving food is some of the most garbage food on planet Earth.
I love it when the ham comes out for Thanksgiving. Don't get me wrong, I like turkey. I like turkey more the next day. The turkey sandwiches, the turkey and gravy, do a little dip, like that kind of thing. But I want the ham on Thanksgiving.
When is another time throughout the entire year that you cook a 15-pound turkey?
Never.
When is another time throughout the entire year that you make green bean casserole?
And my family made it every now and then, but yes, not my jam.
When is another time throughout the entire year that you make stuffing?
Never.
Stuffing is disgusting.
You should never make it.
Stuffing is disgusting. Cranberry?
Ugh.
Candied yams?
Dude,
this stuff is garbage.
Give me some candied yams.
Okay, how often do you make candied yams a year?
Once. I don't know.
Exactly. Like,
here's
if this food was so good, we would eat it like cheeseburgers.
See,
but we don't.
Yes.
Because it's not good. I'm going to make jalapeno poppers with chorizo cream cheese in it. Okay? That's what I'm going to make.
That's a banger.
All right? See? Yeah. Because I'll eat that every single day.
Yeah.
And boot my brains out.
Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. I make those in the summertime probably 6 to 8 times.
Hell
Texas
yeah.
Twinkies.
Oh, God, yeah. But as it pertains to stuffing, number one, I don't like it. But number two, if I have to eat it to make somebody feel good about it, definitely don't make it that soggy, wet stuffing. Like, I want it to have, like, a bake to it, have a little crunch to it. You know what I mean?
It's got to have a crisp.
Like, if you're going to put it in the turkey, fine. Pull it out, put it in a pan, put it in the oven, and crisp it up a little bit. Like, people who like their stuffing, number one, stuffing in general, weird. But number two, who like it just soggy as can be. I was like, they're like, but it gets the turkey juice. I'm like, crisp it up a little bit.
Dude, it's like meatloaf. It's just gross. Like, yeah, just, why are we getting soft bread in this?
It's just salty mush.
Yeah.
And
like, it's like baby food, dog food.
Dude, my grandmother, rest her soul, when I was younger, she used to make there was always a couple different stuffings, and I always had to make very sure, because, you know, I'd eat it to make, you know, relatives happy, but she put liver in it.
She put what in it?
Liver.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she...
That's an old people thing.
Well, it's not just that. She was, number one, older, but look, where my family, that's how the family came from, and... I have a recipe book that my grandmother gave for me from, like, hand-me-down recipes from, like, the early 1900s, late 1800s, like, on my mom's side of the family. And it's super dope. Like, she had it bound and all. Like, it's probably, like, you know, inch plus thick. It's got a ton of, like, photocopies of, like, old recipes in there. To give you an idea of, like, where that side of my family came from. There's recipes for...
Got a purdy mouth.
There's recipes for, like, raccoon and possum and stuff like that in there. Like, yeah. I have family apparently, like...
Like, came from, like,
Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah. And we're not talking, like, you know, Little Rock. We're talking, like, Ozark-style stuff. But, yeah.
Arkadelphia?
Like, yeah, 100%. So... Number one, I've never gone down that road, nor will I. Don't get me wrong. I've eaten a lot of weird stuff in my life. There's not a lot of animals out there that I haven't sampled in one form or fashion. But if it's roadkill, I'm out, dog. Like, I'm out. Just no. And not in the sense of, like, you can run over a deer, but, like, we hunt deer.
Am I a good or bad dad that I'm thinking about letting my son fake the flu so him and I can stay home for the whole Thanksgiving weekend and watch football?
Absolutely not. Also,
is your kid in school?
Yeah,
everybody's
off,
out of school.
Everybody's off this week.
Yeah, dude, who cares, man? I'm always like, babe, let's just pull him out of school and do something fun.
I'm pro hooky. Like, again, like, not all the time, but, like, You want to pull a kid out of school to go to a baseball game? Hell yeah.
So I was in a shocking development. Mm. I couldn't shut my mouth in school. Okay.
Go on.
Like I had good grades. I was in honors classes, but mm-hmm. I would not shut my mouth. And my parents were always getting called in for conferences mm-hmm. and meetings with teachers, et cetera. And they would always just like trash on me. My mom tells this story, and she said one time she sat with one of my teachers who was mm-hmm. just railing me to my mom. And she said, "You know what? I'm tired. I am not leaving until you say one nice thing about my kid."
Mm.
There was a pause, and the teacher said, "Well, he's got perfect attendance."
There you go.
So it's funny that I'm like, yeah, go ahead, skip class. I don't care. But for me, I always went to class, but I liked school.
I mean, I barely graduated by the skin of my teeth because halfway through my junior year, my senior year, I missed more class than I went to. So, but I had a teacher who, on our report cards back in the day, I don't know if you guys still had it this way. There's like little bubbles you can fill in for like general comments. And one of mine was always talking is impeding the learning process. And it wasn't about me. It was me interrupting anybody else because I wouldn't shut up. And she also would never give me an A. I had her for 2 years in high school, and she just would not, even though I would come in, I wouldn't do the homework, but I would get A's on all my tests, and it would give me like a 91 because of how things were weighted. Trust me, I knew it had gamed the system, but she just refused to do it. And she told me, like, you're never going to make a living talking. When I got the TV job and then I got this job, oh, you buddy, the pettiness scale.
You best believe.
I put it out everywhere, and let everybody know about that. How about that? How about them apples? You like that?
We got an update. The going to your parents' house for Thanksgiving when you get the dogs every weekend, that's driving out to Pendleton. Two things. One, you drive out to Pendleton every weekend?
That's a haul.
That's a haul. Good on you, bro. Good on you. Second, yeah, man, you've done the drive 1,000 times.
Yeah,
no excuse. Were you going to go this weekend anyway?
Yeah.
Knock it out on Thursday.
How about you just take the dogs for the weekend, from Thursday through Sunday?
Like, I will never besmirch somebody that has to drive 2.5-3 hours somewhere, okay? That sucks.
That's different.
However, it is literally one freeway.
Mm.
I mean, wherever you live in Portland, I know you got to get to 84.
Once you
get to 84, dude,
you're gone.
See ya. Yeah. I think you got to go, bud.
Yeah, especially if you're going to go this weekend. Just take the dogs for a couple extra days.
All right, we come back. We'll do closing arguments and send you on your way. This is the firm of Harrison Morang on Portland Sports Leader, the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM. All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Less Skin Law. Visit lessskinlaw.com for more information. Coming up on tomorrow's show, it'll be like a Friday. We're still trying to confirm if Tyson's will jump on with us as we'll look ahead.
He will. He did confirm.
Great. Tyson Alger will be with us at 10:30 tomorrow like he always is. We'll put a quick little bow on the USC game, and then we'll move on to the Husky game. We'll talk a little bit about how rivalry weeks are born because my rivalry week is gone now. It's in September. So what it takes to be a rivalry and how Oregon and UW stack up at that. We'll look at some NFL. We'll have to take our stroll through the Pacific Northwest and look at the games in the rivalry week. We'll also talk what we're going to watch. Turkey Day. Turkey football, Black Friday football. What's the Saturday called? If it's Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
There's not like a cool name on Saturday. Ugh. It's not like a Amazon Prime Saturday.
Mm, I think so. I don't think anything's brought to us by.
Maybe we'll have a conversation. Are the Ravens our new Thanksgiving team?
No.
Because I think they are, man.
I don't care.
I feel
not.
Like they play every year on Thanksgiving.
The Lions are like the only, like, Lions once, and Cowboys are once the only, like, dyed-in-the-wool Thanksgiving teams.
Once they added the third Thanksgiving game, it's been Ravens.
I know, but I mean, traditionally.
I wonder
the Thanksgiving teams
that.
Are the Lions and the Cowboys.
Oh, I agree. But it feels like the third.
You're subjected to so much bad football.
Well, when I was a kid, Cowboys games on Thanksgiving were a huge deal. In the 90s, Cowboys games on Thanksgiving were a huge deal.
Wasn't the T.O. Ball in the Star, wasn't that a Thanksgiving game?
I believe it is. Yeah. I believe it is.
And obviously Zeke hopping in the Salvation Army bucket.
Saturday is called Nap Day is what I'm told.
Yes, that's true.
So a lot to get to tomorrow on the program. Some things to finish up here on this texter. After discovering marijuana in sophomore year, my truancy increased by a significant amount. That reminds me of a story to share with you that a lot of my friends, Thanksgiving was a day that we would get together and do drugs, if I'm being honest with you.
Mm.
You'd hang out with your family all day and you'd eat some food and you'd be all fat and sassy. And then someone would hit you up and you would get a phone call to, you know, maybe drive around and smoke a blunt.
Take a few walks before dinner time.
Yeah, I'll never forget. It was Thanksgiving 2005. Yes, Thanksgiving 2005.
Mm, I'll never forget. Unsure of date.
I was with a guy that I went to high school with that I kind of knew. And we had been smoking to ganja in our free time while at Clark College in the Couve. And I remember he turned to me and said, "Hey, I just got accepted to Washington State University, and I think I'm going to go." And I go, "Dude, that's insane. Yesterday, I got the same letter. I think I'm going to go too." And he turned to me and he said, "Well, I don't have anybody to live with because school starts in January. We're going next semester. Do you want to live together?" And I said, "Sure, why not? That guy is my best friend in the world. Best man at my wedding."
There you go.
I hate his guts, but he's my best friend. And that all happened because of Thanksgiving.
Ah, there you go.
And the Chiba. If it wasn't for God's lettuce, Roll Tide.
Shout out God, I guess.
And Roll Tide.
There you go.
And Roll Tide.
It's kind of funny, the truancy part of this. Shout out security guard at Beaverton back in the day, Dave, was a Marine. And I used to leave at lunch every day because on the other side of the train tracks, the Beaverton school district closed because a kid got unfortunately hit by a train. It wasn't open campus until I think a year before I got there. But right on the other side of the tracks, Mexicali Express, 79-cent tacos. Little street tacos.
Again, yeah.
That's how old we are now.
Yeah, like, baby.
That doesn't exist anymore. But I would.
They're like $2.50 now.
Yeah, $3 at bare minimum. But I would walk up to the fence. He would go, "Make good choices." And I hop the fence and then walk back over. I'd land and go, "Want anything?" And he'd just kind of shake his head at me. But I'd go eat my tacos and then flip back over the fence and come on back. There was another security guard there. I won't name his name. Also rad, who I did bring food time to time.
I do believe tomorrow is the heaviest drinking day of the year.
Yeesh. The Lord of the New Year's?
Yeah. The day before Thanksgiving.
The loneliness sets in and the day off?
Yeah. Yeah. On the YouTube chat, I'll never forget the Thanksgiving I became that cousin. Ever since then, every single person in the family at some point has come sniffing around wanting a hit.
Mm.
That is true. These days, you get the family together, a lot of people smoking. A lot of people hitting that herb. I love it. There's a meme that floats around every time during the holidays. It's like the look your uncles give you when dinner's over and they want you to get them high. Mm. And it's Bob Weir and Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead. And they're just like sitting there as olds on a bench. And they look like your uncles that are like, "Yo, Casey, like, remember last year? Like, we got lit. We're doing that again, right?" The guys that don't smoke a lot of weed every once in a while, but it's like, "Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
Got a couple days off."
I once got offered weed for my parents on Thanksgiving. Bro, that is... I denied, and I went to the bar with some friends. I was like, "I'm out of here."
Yeah, no, hard pass.
My aunts and uncles, my parents were sitting around the living room getting stoned, and I was like, "I've got to get out of here."
Yeah. I'm madly uncomfortable.
Yes, right now. Yes, totally, totally.
You're not cool enough for this.
I've been hiding it from you for a decade. What is happening?
And here? Now we're like, someone's patting my dad's looking at me like, "Oh, it's cool to smoke weed now." I was like, "Dude, get away from me."
Mm. Yeah, I don't want anything to die.
I don't want to smoke with my parents. I don't want my kids to ever ask me to smoke
with
them.
I don't think I ever drank with my parents.
I don't want any of that.
No.
I don't care what age I am or anything.
I think I might have had I've had a mojito with my dad, but like...
Oh, if we're like out to lunch and you have a cocktail, sure.
But like at
home? I'm not getting housed with you.
I don't think I've ever had a drink at home with my parents.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hard pass.
Crazy.
I can't say it, Sid. Yeah.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That'll do it for us. We will catch you tomorrow. One last show to go in the week. Joe Fisher on the Fan Happy Hour is next. For Danny Morang, that's Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
We'll see if I'm here tomorrow. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.